Refuting compromise. Millions of years. Where did it come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the free booklet on Noah's Ark and Noah's Flood. Ken, many Christian scholars today believe in the idea of an earth that's millions of years old. Did they get this belief, though, from the Bible?
Mark, if you open your Bible and you read Genesis chapters 1 through 11, you'll not get any hint of millions of years. The idea of millions of years did not come from the Bible. So we have to ask the question, well, why do these Christian scholars believe in an old age for the earth, and where did they get such an idea? You see, before the 19th century, most Christian scholars believed the universe was only thousands of years old. But about 200 years ago, well, scientists who were against the Bible were desperately trying to explain the existence of the universe by natural processes, not supernatural ones. Certain scientists started to popularize the idea that the layers of rock containing fossils had to take millions of years to be laid down. They said they weren't formed by Noah's flood. You know, sadly, many Christian leaders just accepted the millions of years and as a result reinterpreted the days of creation in Genesis. This compromise opened the door for generations of Christians to begin undermining the authority of all of God's Word. And sadly, we see that today throughout the church.
Discover how believing in a global flood is crucial to the question of the Bible's reliability. Ken Ham has written a fascinating new booklet on the flood of Noah and his ark. You can find it free on our website, answersradio.com.